On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
What's up? It's Tori. Yes, it's been a couple of minutes, huh? What's new with you? Wait, don't answer that because I can't hear you. And unless you clicked on this link, you don't hear me either. So, yeah, well, I was here last month, a month ago, like 4 weeks, something like that. So, I'm trying to get in here twice a month, so bear with me. I will be on vacation next week. You know what? My life is one big vacation. But I'll talk about it when I get back, because I don't know just stalking me. But it's a spring break location, but that's not why I'm going, as far as you know. Anyway, okay. Let's delve right into things, shall we? Because there's a lot to cover. I've been gone too long. Let's see here. That's Hail to the Cheeto music, I guess, something like that. I know I'm really, really close, but that's probably what it's called. Anyway, yeah, so there was a State of the Union like 100 years ago, whenever it was. Oh, yeah, like last month. I don't know. I wasn't here to talk about it, so I'm just going to briefly talk about it because it's already been talked about and it's nonsense and whatever. Yeah, that whole thing about people not standing up and other people standing up, the left and the right. Well, I mean, just go back in history and look at when other people were president. The Democrats were in power and the Republicans didn't stand up. So I guess treason's been going on a long time, if that's the definition of it. I sort of felt like he was bouncing all over the place, reading from the prompter. Great. Just don't vary from that. Perfect. But you know what? He didn't really touch on all the bases. I definitely saw NASA not being mentioned once. Okay. So he didn't cover all the bases. Obama always talked about NASA and the space program. But I understand that he's not really into science and math and stuff. So he's just into scandal and tweeting. So it's a bit different. I mean, hey, I guess this is the future, right? Right. Yeah, and the Grammys. I must discuss the Grammys a little bit. Again, I'm not going to belabor these points, which have already been way talked about because I'm way late with the Grammys. But I got to say a couple of things real quick. Rihanna, she's a chunky lady now. I mean, I'm not fat shaming, but I don't know what happened there. I'm really, really confused. Is she like starring in the next Raging Bull and she's trying to pack on weight? Just, I mean, for a role. Or is she just living the good life? And just forget about it, man. You know what? I'm going to do what I want, eat what I want. I can appreciate that. I really can because none of us are in the shape we used to be. I mean, that's totally true. Unless you're at the gym every day and eating really well, I doubt it. Okay? So again, I'm just asking because she used to be like really thin and in shape and acrobatic and sexy and all this stuff. And I'm not saying she's not still sexy, but she's just got a couple pounds on there. And I was just wondering. But that's enough about the Grammys because also they were boring. You know, do you ever have a dream? I'm being silly. Of course you do. And you know what? People that say they don't dream are ridiculous because it is a scientific fact that you dream. If you don't remember that you dream, that's up to you, man. That's on you, okay? Because you're dreaming, you dingus. You're just not remembering it. We all dream. It's a thing. If you're dream deprived, I think you're going to go mental or die. So you're dreaming. I dream all the time. I mean, when I'm sleeping, probably, mostly, anyway. And I just want to tell you a couple of quick dreams that I had recently. One was that I had David Bowie's Baby. Oh my gosh, I was going to play a David Bowie song for this. I forgot. But you know what? Whatever. I mean, I've played David Bowie songs many, many a time. But I was going to play Modern Love because I do like that one. Anyway, so pretend you're hearing Modern Love, you know, na 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 na. But anyway, I don't want to hear like Space Odyssey, please. Ad nauseum. Enough, enough, enough. Although Lazarus is good. It's like the newest one before he died. But I had his baby in the dream, and I'm not like a huge Bowie fan, so I mean I'd rather like have Adam Levine's baby maybe, but I'm not even a huge Maroon 5 fan. And I mean I guess he's a judge on that Voice show or something, which I watched reluctantly a couple of years ago, but I don't keep up with that. I guess it was almost 3 years now. Where is my life going? I don't know. Okay, that was one dream. And I had a baby boy. Did I say that? It was a boy. Whatever. Okay, I was with David Bowie. So, what do you think of that? Never happened. This is a dream, but it's a cool dream. The other dream was I was speaking Russian, which I do a little bit, as you know, or you don't know, and now you know. You know, привет, как у тебя дела? Хорошо, пожалуйста. You know, завтра, спасибо, пожалуйста. Different things. Okay, whatever. I could speak the Russian that I knew, and then these Russian people, mostly guys, I think, were speaking like fluent Russian back to me. And I'm like, I didn't know. Okay. Did that ever happen to you? Like you dreamed other people were talking a different language you didn't understand? I mean, that's weird. I'm just curious if that ever happens to anybody else. Anyway, so that happened. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean? Independent. Yeah, that's what that spells, in case you weren't paying attention or couldn't hear it real good for distortion reasons. I don't know. You know, I do the best I can over here. Maybe that's why I don't do a lot of these, because it's a big deal. It's a lot of trouble, okay? Anyway, yeah. So, independent. Did you know this? Did you know that Senators Flake and Corker, they could become independent, like Bernie Sanders. Did you know Bernie Sanders is an independent? Yeah. Well, you know what? They could just do that. Switch from the GOP over to be independent, Flake and Corker, look it up, and join the Democratic caucus and vote for the Mueller hearings to continue if the GOP wants to pull any funny business and say, well, there's enough of those hearings. There's nothing there. There's no collusion or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, we're just tired of this. So, and Flake and Corker would be like, not so fast, my GOP elephant friends. And they'll just switch over to be independent. Then what you gonna do? They're gonna vote with the Democrats, and that's done. Fox News is not gonna tell you that. So why don't you listen to Tory or any other channel, and then you'll find out the real truth. Don't watch that Fox baloney, okay? That's just leading you down the Donald Trump path of kissing his butt, okay? It's bogus. You're welcome. So, have you been watching the Olympics? Okay, real quick, real quick. Loving my Olympics, by the way. Love, love, love them. I'm actually taking a break from them right now to do this. Oh, yes. Because they're on day and night. You know, you just got to have the right channel. Okay, now, my favorite event of any Olympics, by the way, is the men's figure skating. Okay, just the men. Not the dancing, not the pairs, not the women. I mean, I like them all, you know, but that's my favorite because, man, they can do quads, okay? They're spinning around like a bunch of times and they're very strong. And I just love it. It goes way back to Scott Hamilton, back when he used to be like the number one guy, the gold medal American male skater. And the guy was doing flips. I mean, you weren't even born yet, probably the people listening to this, unless you're like my age or older, then you totally appreciate it. Scott Hamilton was the guy. Yeah, so that's why I really love watching that. I want the theatrics, I want the jumps, I want that, but I want the guys. Okay, I want look at the cute guys. And that's what I'm doing. But now, that said, the commentating, I just want to know what is up with Johnny Weir. Okay. Does he think he's doing the Hunger Games? It's like he's gone all Stanley Tucci, I'm thinking. I don't know what's happening, but you know what? I'm enjoying it. If they don't show him too much, I can listen to him all day. But then they show him, I'm like, okay. Dude, I don't get it. Thank you. Yeah, I still played it anyway. Ha ha, I trolled you, but not on purpose, because I don't troll my friends, and I don't like being trolled neither, and you know who you is. Anyhow, yeah, well, you can't see me because you blocked me anyway, so whatever. Yeah, so Modern Love will also work for what I'm going to say right now, which, very reluctantly, I'm saying, is Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, whatever. Okay, and let me just say this. It is not even a holiday. It is a totally made-up thing. I don't buy into it. Don't buy into it. This is for you. Shout out, Boss Tran. Yes, I feel you. We are on the same page there. Yep, it's just a trap. Don't do it. You don't need it. Love is in the air every day, or it's not, or whatever. But don't tell me I got to spend money and buy a card and candy and anything else. It's not cool, okay? So, David Bowie aside, like the song, has nothing to do with Valentine's Day, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because this is the day. I mean, it's fine for kids at school, the little Valentines. Sure, I used to love that. I still have my little Valentines from when I was in school. Yeah, talk about saving things. I have a little bag of them. They're precious. They're going back to the 60s. They might even be worth something, but you can't have them. They're mine. They have my name on them, and they were signed by my old and dear friends. And some of those friends I still have on Facebook. And surprise for you guys, you already know about it because you're not even listening to this probably, because my friends don't listen to this. No, only you guys listen to this because you're a specific audience, okay? I have a couple friends that might listen, but you know what? In general, no. But those friends on Facebook, handful of them, I posted your Valentines. That's right, that you gave me in elementary school. I still have them. Your name is on the back. Scanned it. There's your name and your signature, so you know it's you. So, embarrassment aside, sorry, not sorry. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. And like you beep, 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 beep. Yeah, so that's James Franco. I know it's really Selena Gomez, but if you Google James Franco singing Selena Gomez, it's so funny. I'm going to leave that on somebody's page tomorrow. Today, whatever day you're hearing this, it's been done and you don't know, so forget about it. The whole point is James Franco, okay? As far as the murals in the Palo Alto school go, James Franco got a raw deal. And this is according to an exclusive interview I got with a Palo Alto school employee. That's right. I can prove it, but I don't have to, okay? Because I'm not using names unless I have to later. But anyway, this person told me that he does good things for the school, okay? He never passed the screening, but he never took it either, so he's never been to the school. You know how you have to get, like, background checks or whatever? But interestingly, James Franco never did that. So, but he doesn't go to the school. But he still does a lot of good things. Yes, they painted over his second mural, for whatever reason, but the first one, apparently, I was told, it was graffitied over. So they, a long time ago, so they, that's why they painted over his first mural. He had two murals there. Okay, so anyway, yeah, that's what I do. I conduct exclusive interviews off air, and then I bring you the scoop, America. Yeah, that can go on and on. Whatever, man. You know that's Pearl Jam. Or Get Out of Town. Shut the Front Door. That's Black. That's Black. That's a song. That's my favorite Pearl Jam song, by the way. Because I don't like any of the other ones, pretty much. You know? You know, Jeremy? No, no, don't want it. Don't like it. It's about abuse. I hate it. Awful. Anyway, the whole point is, guess what February is? And sorry I'm 2 weeks late to tell you, because I wasn't even here. Black History Month, dude. Get with it. It's every February. Where have you been? Okay, so for Black History Month, I watched a super duper Ken Burns special. Okay, it was called Unforgivable Blackness. Now listen, it's about Jack Johnson, who was the heavyweight champion of the world, okay, back in the 1900s, okay, way, 100 years ago, okay. Bet you never even knew that. I didn't even know that. And I like boxing. I know about boxing. I didn't know that. Okay, you know Jack Dempsey and Rocky Marciano and things like that? Yeah, and Rocky the movie? Well, great. Good. But there's other things way, way more important. This was like 3 hours and 40 minutes. It took me 2 days to watch it. It was so worth it, though. It's on YouTube. You can see it for free. Just go watch it. Dude, free. Hello, Wi-Fi. Do it. Yeah, so it's called Unforgivable Blackness. I think it was done in 2004. So the Ken Burns thing, it was so great. You know what? Racism is ugly, and it was around a long time ago, of course, but it was worse a long time ago, of course. And you would think in America, even in the 1900s and 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, it would be better. It was awful. And I mean the New York Times, the LA Times, okay, they were racist newspapers. Watch the documentary. That's all I'm saying. It was prevalent. It was in your face. It was acceptable. It was how it was. It's way different now. I'm not saying it's anywhere close to perfect, of course, but you can't get away with that. You're going to be called out on it. Newspapers don't do that stuff, or they're, you know, they're not going to last. They can't, okay? But back then, they could. Jack London, total racist. Didn't even know it. Throwing his books away. Yep, whatever. But again, maybe that was the times. I don't care. Anyway, it's a great show. Definitely check it out, and you'll learn a ton of stuff. I mean, that guy was railroaded. Just awful. But, you know, speaking of railroads, there were like trains in a whole bunch of the scenes. And that was bumming me out a little bit. But you know what? That's how people got around back then. It was trains. And when he went to Europe, he took a boat. There wasn't an airplane. Okay? So it was a hard life.
Man, forget going to the club to meet something new. When I want to meet something new, I go get me a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women be in Walmart.
Joe bought the trees. Come on.
I'm going
to Walmart.
She going to
Walmart.
They going to
Walmart.
They be in
Walmart.
We going to Walla Walla
Walla World.
Speaking of Walmart, which I don't do often, or do I? Anyway, I've noticed during the Olympics, the commercials, which I'm kind of watching because they come right back and you don't want to really, you know, go away because you're going to miss like an event. But this Walmart ad, okay, it shows people getting boxes of Walmart stuff to their door, okay? They're making a phone call, or they're going online. I think they're going online. And they're punching their numbers in, and then they're ordering things, and then they deliver them to their house. Okay? Do you know why they're probably doing that? I know why. To save embarrassment. Because then they don't have to be a person of Walmart. Okay? And the people in these commercials, okay, they look normal. They look totally normal. Okay? So they don't want to get embarrassed. They just want to secretly get their Walmart stuff to their house when no one's looking. Because also, you don't want to show your face there because they're an evil empire. And everyone on the left that uses recyclable bags and hugs trees and votes Democrat, then they don't want to go to Walmart. It's totally a bad thing. It's bad news. They've already been saying they don't. I've said I don't. I don't like it. But you know what? Sometimes, if you want to pay a nickel for something, you're going to go there because every place else is charging $1,000. And that's what I'm saying. These people on their computers don't want to set foot in a Walmart. I mean, do you? Every time I go there, I look around and go, does this place ever change? And I'm there and I look like I belong there. And that's sad to me. So it's quite a relief now that I can have Walmart delivered to my door and only myself and my mail carrier will know that I've participated in this, okay, this affront. But you know what? I'm tired of the ads. I get it already, okay? And I think it said free delivery, so I'm really confused there because why doesn't everyone just sit back and let them bring the Walmart stuff to your door? I don't know. Goodbye.
Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry.
Coldplay. Isn't that like the most depressing music ever? I'll never forget. I was watching Chris Rock, I think it was, years ago, doing one of his stand-ups on television. I've never seen him in person. I can't afford to go see comedy shows. But I watched them on YouTube or whatever, back then on television, I suppose. And Chris Rock remarked about Coldplay that it was like music to kill yourself to. And it got a huge laugh, but he was not off base. Okay. It's very, very sad and deep and emotional and all that. So the reason I'm playing that is I started to think about depression, which of course I do all the time. Little do you know. Yeah, I'm totally happy and funny all the time. All the time. That's right. But you know what? Everyone who's made these decisions to end his or her life, and because they feel so badly, and I get it, and you do, and the people that have done that, I have a better idea. Okay, hear me out. This dawned on me, and maybe it's already been thought of. I didn't Google it because I'm just saying it out loud for the first time after thinking about it myself, okay? Now, you feel miserable. You feel awful, okay? The ultimate is to embrace your misery. Relish in the pain. Don't stop it. Oh my gosh. If you want to end the pain, then what do you have? What do you got? You got nothing. Okay? So the point is, hang in there and feel every single ounce of that pain. Own it. Okay? It's yours. You want it. Keep it. Hold on to it. Don't throw it away and feel nothing and be gone. No. If you're really miserable, you want to be miserable. Am I right? Misery loves company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Stay alive with it. See how the world turns out. Tomorrow could be even worse than today. And it probably will, okay? With what's going on in the world, okay? So just keep it up. Keep putting on your television. Oh, somebody else, more shootings, more awfulness. Oh, I feel awful. Okay? Keep it going. Don't end it. It's the easy way out, right? Right. You want to feel bad. You're miserable. Do it. Okay? Think about it. Just think about that. I'm not wrong. Tori's not wrong about this.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know.
Philosophy is something my dad knows a lot about. And if you know, I talked about my dad many times, I'm going to talk about him again because he's the smartest man in the world. And he's my daddy. Okay? So, anyhow, three things. Very important, people. Listen, three things that people don't want to accept in life. And it's making life very hard for them. If you could just change these three things around, you're going to be okay. Okay? Listen. First thing, number one, is randomness, okay? Things are random, you know? People have to say, oh, this lady, he said to me, was crushed by a tree in some storm, and if she wasn't driving down that street, she wouldn't have been crushed by the tree, so there's a greater purpose to that. No, that was called randomness, and to me, that was the very definition of randomness. She was driving down that street. She happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, okay? So accept there's randomness in the world. Don't always look for, yeah, it's got to be something. Number two, the arrow of time, okay? Time only goes forward. You have to go forward. You can't go backwards. I mean, he seemed to think that people think there's a time machine or there's a way to do that. I'm like, Dad, most people understand that's just fantasy. And I like to escape into that. Actually, that's my favorite kind of movie, is those time travel movies, as you know. But he said, people have to understand, just don't go back. You can't. You're not going to. So move forward. You go forward. Again, that's where your mental state is screwing up. You want a do-over. You want a mulligan. You want to go back. Oh, I got to fix it. Oh, what did I do wrong? Stop it. Right now. Start from now. Go forward. Things are random and go forward now. Okay? Last but not least, the number three, that loss is inevitable. Okay? It happens to everybody. It's going to happen to you. People die. You lose pets. You lose people. Loss is inevitable. So if you want to get it straight, this is where people screw up in their lives and become sad and don't get it and they're upset. One, randomness. Two, the arrow of time. And three, loss is inevitable. If you can just capture those three things, man, you are winning. More than Charlie Sheen and his dragon blood, you are winning, okay? Think about it. Write it down if you need to. But understand it. Now, one more thing. talk with my dad, because we get into these long lectures, and they're great, and I've really got to record him with some of these lectures. He's been on the radio, he's been interviewed a lot of local radio stations over the years, and he's great, and I need to get him on another podcast soon. Now, he mentioned there's a word, shibboleth. Now, shibboleth, I hope I'm saying it right, because if you didn't say it right back in, I don't know, thousands of years ago, they'd kill you. Okay, it was a tribal thing. I think he said it was with the Jews, pretty sure. And if you weren't a member of their tribe and you didn't know that word, you'd die. So people years ago, generations ago, were very tribal. And you know what? They still are now. I'm not saying they'll kill you for not knowing the secret password or gang handshake or a symbol. I don't know. I'm not like that. But people are very tribal. They stick together in their own groups, okay? Because something is, they're called the other. Okay, anybody else that's not you is the other. So they're not you. So you don't have that kinship necessarily. You've got to learn that, okay? That we're all in the same boat. And I'm not going to get really philosophical either on you. But I did want to leave you with those thoughts about shibboleth, which is a great word. I hope I'm saying it right. Again, if I'm not, thousands of years ago, not so good for me. But remember, the randomness, the arrow of time, loss is inevitable. Learn it again. Done. The end.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines, too.
Yeah, the flu. That's kind of a Christmassy song. But you know what? It's still going to snow. It's February. If you think the snow's done, you haven't lived around here very long. Anyway. Yeah, the flu. So the only thing I want to finish up with is this, and that is, people with the flu don't care about affecting somebody else. Do you know why? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because somebody gave it to them, okay? They don't care. Too bad. Too bad. I'm going to give it to somebody else because somebody gave it to me. I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to spread my germs and everything and touch things and breathe on people, okay? You're selfish. You know that? Yeah, maybe somebody did give it to you, but doesn't mean you got, you know, you should be in bed. How are you even walking around? You really that sick? And people are dying from it this year. Children, okay? Lots. It's a really bad strain. And I told you before how I got the flu shot, many podcasts back. And I got the 3-strain instead of the 4 strains. That's all they had. Oh, no, no, no. Next year when I get my flu shot, I'm checking it out first. And you should too. Make sure you're getting the 4-strain, the newest, whatever they have, okay? That's what you need. And I don't want to go around people, I'll tell you right now. I'm not going near very many people at all, I think, I hope. But again, people with the flu are ignorant if they go out. Stay home, lie down, get better. Don't spread it around just because somebody was inconsiderate to you. That doesn't make you any better than them. Think about it. You're just as bad. You're part of the problem, dingus. So just stay home. With that, I shall leave you for another couple of years. Just kidding. I'll probably be back the week after next. Again, next week, little busy. Spring break type thing. You know, don't ask, don't tell. Whatever. None of your beeswax. So, enjoy. I hope the weather's fine for you. I won't have a problem where I'm going. And that's all you need to know. Okay? When I come back, we'll discuss the Olympics, maybe. Anything more exciting happened. And maybe President's Day. I don't know. What happens the end of the month here? Stuff like that. Okay? All right. I hope you had a happy Mardi Gras yesterday, because that's what it was, in case you didn't know. Okay. Peace out.